Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by some royalty, and that's going to be the Miss Carbon County Scholarship Organization. We're excited to have you all in, but we're going to start by talking to Little Miss Carbon County, Paisley. Paisley, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. You look excited over there. You ready to talk on the radio?
Sure.
Now, let's start. What's been your favorite part of being with the Miss Carbon County Organization?
Probably just hanging out with my pageant sisters and going to all the fun events.
And you guys go to so many different events. I see you guys always out and about in the community, whether it be ribbon cuttings, parades, stuff like that. You guys are always so involved in the community. Now let's talk more about those events. What's been your favorite event you've gone to so far?
Probably the shoe drive thing, because it was really fun handing out shoes.
And that was just such a cool event. I mean, handing out shoes to people who might not be able to afford them otherwise. You got to feel good after doing some volunteer work like that. And then let's talk, what are you most looking forward to with Miss Carbon County?
I'm looking forward to the Christmas light parade and all the other parades we get to go to.
And those parades, just always a fun time. Now, Paisley, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No.
Well, Paisley, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. All right, I would like to thank Paisley for taking the time. Now, stepping up to the microphone is going to be Berkeley Brady, Miss Teen Carbon County. Berkeley, pleasure to have you on here. Thanks for taking the time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So let's start with a similar line of questioning. What's been your favorite part of being with Miss Carbon County?
I love these girls so much. They're my favorite part about this organization. And just getting to know each one of them has been my favorite thing.
Yeah, and seeing you guys interact in our studio right before you came on, I mean, it's incredible the sisterhood that you guys have been able to build in such a short time. Now, let's talk about events. What's been your favorite event you've been able to attend so far?
I don't remember exactly what it's called, but we went on the streets and picked up garbage and weeds, and actually me and Shalice found the hugest weed ever, and we probably spent trying to pull it out. It was like the size of a big bush, trying to pull it out for like 10 minutes, and we just kept falling on the ground. It was so funny.
Those weeds can be really stubborn.
Yes.
And I talked to a Price City Council member who was also at that event, and he shared similar feelings, and he really appreciated you guys being there, because you know, it's something that it really encourages the community involvement by seeing groups like Miss Carbon County out there.
I love making our community look good.
Oh, and you guys did a great job there. Now, let's talk about platform. This is something that's more for the older groups, but what platform are you running on for Miss Carbon County?
Yeah, my platform is hashtag social media smart, and it's focused around social media safety. When I was in sixth grade, I had an Instagram account because I was a cheerleader and we had to learn the cheers. And I actually got a message on there asking for personal information and personal pictures. And I thought it was super cool that they were willing to pay me money for some stuff like that. But I turned it into my mom and she said it was not a good idea. And so I made a book on my story and my tips and advice on social media safety to get the word out there that social media is nothing you should play with. It should be taken super seriously.
Yeah, that's such a smart move on your part, taking that to your parents when it first happened, because they're able to recognize that that really not a situation you want to find yourself in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's talk about how are you promoting your platform?
Mm-hmm. I go to schools and I have my book and I go and talk to them about my book, sharing my three tips and advice, sharing all my whole story, letting them know if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. And personally, living in a small town, I have never thought something that big and something like that could happen to me. And social media just makes my world so much bigger. And so by letting kids and community, or our Carbon County community, letting them know about social media is such a big change.
And let's put you on the spot here. What is one of those tips for staying safe on social media?
Actually, going back to the parent thing, it is having a personal parent monitor your account. I have my mom monitor my account, making sure that all my messages and everything that comes through my account is safe.
Now, Berkeley, what are you most looking forward to with Miss Carbon County?
I'm so looking forward to sharing more of my platform with Shalice and these girls and going to all the parades. I think it's going to be super fun.
Now, Berkeley, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with before we let you go?
I think it's in February, I have Muck coming up, and I think it's June or July. June is Miss Utah. So me and Shalice are super excited to prepare and get ready for that.
Sounds like an exciting slate of events for you guys.
Yes.
Berkeley, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank you so much.
We're now being joined in the studio by Miss Carbon County herself, Shalice Ruhala. Shalice, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us here today. We're excited.
And we're excited to have you on here. So let's start same line of question. What's been your favorite part of being Miss Carbon County?
Oh my goodness, where do I begin? We've been to so much and already accomplished so much. But honestly, besides being with my royalty sisters and getting to know them and really just becoming an older sister to them and them becoming a little sisters to me, I would say probably all the mental health awareness events and all the suicide awareness events. Those are really important to me.
And then let's kind of talk about why those events are important to you, because I know you've talked at those events about your platform and that ties directly into it. So first, let's describe, what is your platform?
My platform is Caring About Health is Loving Yourself, and it focuses on the importance of mental health. I have dealt with mental health issues, and I have had family and friends who have as well, so I understand how widespread this challenge is. You need to have a lot of self-love, and you need to know how to handle mental health, because if you don't, it can be challenging, and it could be a challenge in your life and your family's lives and everyone around you.
And you kind of talked about it earlier. You've gone to several different mental health and suicide awareness events to talk about this and kind of spread awareness on the issue. But outside of those, what are some other ways that you've gone about kind of spreading this mental health awareness around the county?
So I actually started my platform 3 years ago. I started it before I ran for Miss Carbon County, and I didn't even know Miss Carbon County had a platform at the time. So that's when I started it, and then when I realized it was all service-orientated, that's when I decided to run for Miss Carbon County. I personally go to counseling. I'm on medication, and I think that's a great example to others to say it's okay, and it's not a weakness to do those things. You need help. You need other people's help, and I think getting other people's insights and just like a broken arm, you need physical health. You need a sling. You need a cast, whatever it is to help those physical things. Mental health is the same way, whether that's medication, whether that's working out, whether that's talking to somebody. And I think just spreading awareness for that and letting people know that can be a big example.
And, you know, by you coming on here and talking about it, that really helps to serve and break that stigma that surrounds topics like mental health. So props to you for that. Now, what are you most looking forward to with Miss Carbon County?
Ooh, I would say I am just so excited for the events. We've had such a busy year, and our goal has been to try hitting every single event possible, and we've done that so far. I'm really excited for Miss Utah's Outstanding Teen with Berkeley when she runs for that. I'm also excited for Miss Utah, which is in June, and spreading my platform on a bigger stage and bringing awareness to mental health.
Now, Shalice, is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
That mental health is so important, and this organization is so amazing. And if you are wanting to run for Miss Carbon County or any of these positions next year, sometime in August, to definitely look it up. It's something that changes your life and makes you a better person for sure.
Well, Shalice, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're being joined in the studio now by Taylee Brower Jr., Miss Carbon County. Taylee, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us.
You're welcome.
So let's talk Miss Carbon County. You know, everyone's kind of talked about what their favorite part is. Well, personally, what's your favorite part of being with this organization?
I love just serving my community and going out and doing all of our service project and most importantly, having fun with my royalty sisters.
And, you know, having fun is the most important part, but it's also special to be having fun while you're out serving the community like you guys do. And let's talk about some of the events. You kind of hit on earlier, you guys go to so many different events, but
yes.
What's been your personal favorite so far?
I forgot what it was called because we've had so many, but it was by the wave pool, and there was this picture bus that was super cool, and we took a gazillion pictures in it, and we just walked around and did a lot of fun games, too.
Yeah, I think I remember that event. That was the Blue Blast Block Party
yes,
for the college.
That's
that
what
was
it
such
is.
A fun time, and that bus, I have to agree, was super cool. Now, let's talk about your platform for a second. What is your platform with Junior Miss Carbon County?
I've been working on my platform for the last 2-3 years. It's called the Little Voice Movement, and it's all about sharing your voice with others and lifting each other up and not putting each other down. These last couple of years were really hard for me. A group of kids just said really mean things, and it dropped my self-confidence level. So I'm going to all the 4th and 5th grade classes in my community and share kindness cards with them and show this interview presentation, and I want to talk about my experience with self-confidence as well.
Now, you talked about kindness cards for a second there. What is a kindness card?
A kindness card is just a nice card that say nice things like, look on the bright side, you're fabulous, and anything that they can think of to hand out to kids who are having a hard day.
And I love that idea. That's such a fun way to, you know, kind of keep up spirits with the kids around Carbon County.
Thank you.
Now, what are you most looking forward to working with Miss Carbon County?
Like I said, serving my community and just having a lot of fun this year, because you never know when it's going to be up and it goes by so fast.
Now, Taylor, do you have anything you want to leave with our listeners?
Just serve your community as much as you can.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to
us.
We really appreciate it. And last but certainly not least, we are joined by Adeline Jones, Mini Miss Carbon County. Adeline, pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Miss Carbon County. We've asked all your other SASH sisters what's been their favorite part of being with Miss Carbon County. But what's been your favorite part of being with the Miss Carbon County organization?
Spending time with my pageant sisters and having fun.
And it sounds like you guys have a whole lot of fun out there in the community, going to all those different events. Now, you guys, we've hit on it a lot. You guys go to so many different events. But what's been your favorite, Adeline?
The, where you have bouncy houses.
You can't go wrong with a good bouncy house. Now, of all the bouncy houses you've been able to go to, do you have a favorite?
The Lightning.
That one is a classic. I'm going to have to agree with you there. That is the best one. And then what are you most looking forward to with during the rest of your time as Mini Miss Carbon County?
Being nice to people and sharing.
Oh, that's the best thing you could look forward to, being nice and sharing. You got to love hearing that. Well, Adeline, is there anything you want to say to our listeners before we let you go? Well, Adeline, thank you so much again. And again, a big thanks to Paisley, Berkeley, Shalise, Taylee, and Adeline for taking the time to come talk with us. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.